ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Now to a family scene which became a lot more common in post-war Australia.
Galinita.
Galinita.
Galinita. Love you.
What are you going to say? Sarapo?
Sarapo.
Yes, and make sure to get a cuddle and a kiss from mommy and daddy.
And yeah, yeah.
Australian kids born in Australia spending time with Australian grandparents whose parents were born overseas. Multi-generational multiculturalism. That was Layla and Electra with their Greek Yaya, Nikki, for their weekly sleepover and homework sessions. Wasn't that lovely to eavesdrop on? Now, researchers from the ANU are conducting a study on the role of grandparents in Australia since World War II. And let's talk to the demographer, Dr. Liz Allen, who is heading up the study. Liz Allen, thanks for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Good morning.
Liz, as you embark on this study, is it based on the hunch that we have underappreciated the role of grandparents in shaping Australian national life?
Grandparents are the unsung heroes of Australian society, and we've not done well at documenting or even reflecting individually or as a nation on the contributions of grandparents, perhaps beyond the economics. We've not done well at examining and preserving the stories of the cultural aspects of grandparenting that have essentially mirrored the social trends of the nation.
Well, that's fascinating. You talk about the social trends. I mean, what trends do you think we're going to be seeing here? I mean, presumably, you know, we're having kids later. We're not having so many children. The fertility rate is at a record low in Australia, isn't it? 1.48 births per woman in 2024. In 1993, it was 1.86. What sort of societal trends do you think you're going to be finding out about?
Lots of trends going on, and they'll most likely be captured in the stories that of when we speak to people about grandparenting. But as you say, we've seen significant changes in our demographic profile in Australia. If we look at the post-war period, we've seen immigration have massive contributions to Australian society. We've also seen alongside that, changes in birth rates, the changes in our longevity, life expectancy is increasing. We've seen greater participation, particularly among women in the paid workforce. And as a result, grandparents are becoming a greater feature of our lives, perhaps different to what it was in the past. Perhaps it's more transactional in many respects now. But as a sheer function of us living longer, we've got this opportunity now of harnessing senior folks in a way to capture the important lessons of life, whether it be cooking, whether it be language, whether it be culture, and so on. And we've not done well at really understanding the role of grandparents and grandparenting and grandfriends in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously spend a lot of time talking about parenthood, but now I understand there's an actual term, grandparenthood. And at a time when childcare is so expensive and both parents often have to do full-time jobs to afford the cost of living, do you think there is this sort of new appreciation of the role that grandparents play?
Definitely there is a greater appreciation, but at the same time, when we conducted an initial survey, and we actually asked parents should parents pay for grandparent care, and they very much say no. You know, when we ask about whether or not there should be a government support for grandparent care, again, the majority of folks say no. So there's a growing awareness, but at the same time, there is this paradox around should it be a paid assistance and so on. So I think there is a growing expectation of greater family ties to help us weather the storm of the multiple crises we're confronted with: housing affordability, economic insecurity, and so on.
Well, talking about the housing crisis, last year the New South Wales Productivity Commission warned Sydney was becoming what it called a city with no grandchildren because of the exodus of people in their 30s and 40s who simply cannot afford to live here. Is there a danger we are seeing the fraying of these important familial ties?
Most definitely. And it's not just an absence of children. I think there's a lot going on that certainly senior folks as an imperative of spending more time in the paid workforce. So while there are opportunities, there are also other struggles and challenges that prevent that grandparenthood really being leaned into in an earnest way should someone want to. I think there are other factors at play here, but I think going back to that idea of fraying social compact and fraying social ties, I think when we talk about grandparenting and we talk about grandparenthood, which is a very understudied concept worldwide, we cannot forget the relationships of grand friends that are not by blood. And by honing in on these relationships and celebrating the strength and what we can, I guess, harness here by way of culture, by way of social ties that benefit both sides in these relationships, we can actually perhaps start working toward creating a community or a sense of community where we feel more connected and loneliness is redressed.
We often give baby boomers such a hard time. They're often blamed for the housing crisis. They're seen as the sort of main beneficiaries of the boom times in the Australian economy over the last 30 years or so. Are you going to restore the battered reputation of baby boomers across Australia?
Look, that's the aim, but it's not the aim of the project. I think it will be a nice outcome nonetheless. Look, I think when we talk about ageing and an ageing population, our mind goes to baby boomers, and with that, some, you know, quite nasty intergenerational warfare. But at the same time, I think we've forgotten to really reflect on who we are and the reality that right the way across the demographic life cycle, housing mismatch and housing affordability is a problem. What we can do with this project is better understand each other and better understand the circumstances of our lives, because generations have experienced different things, different circumstances, different economic and geopolitical struggles. And by honing in on these stories, we can better understand ourselves as a nation to perhaps start bridging that very controversial gap to greater community.
It sounds like a brilliant project. Demographer Dr. Liz Allen at the ANU there, conducting this study into grandparents. Thanks so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Thank you.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.